The recent attempted purchase of Twitter by entrepreneur Elon Musk reportedly fell apart because there were too many bots or fake participants on Twitter. And it brought to the public attention a problem in social media, which are fake members of different social media, sometimes using this to achieve nefarious ends. And so we're presenting a special Saving America panel discussion. This is your host, Dr. David D. Schein. No less is our second guest. The Honorable Dietrich von Biedenfeld is a municipal judge, assistant professor of business law and supply chain management. Not sure how you put those two together, but sounds good to me. And Governor Greg Abbott's representative on the Public Transportation Advisory Committee. He has served as a committee chairman for the American Bar Association, a trustee for Columbia United Methodist Church, and moderator for numerous expert panels. Professor von Biedenfeld's work experience prior to being an academic included risk assessment and analysis, compliance, and contract management.
I echo Vic's sentiments 100%. And one of the aspects where we particularly emphasize LinkedIn as one of the social media platforms, building trust is a little bit easier because of the connectivity, but also people's guards are down a little bit more because this is generally public information. If you Google me, you can see where I work. So I'm not as anticipatory of fraud, and I'm not as sort of weary or leery of connections as I might be on my Facebook or Instagram pages where I'm sharing vacation pictures or I'm sharing personal information. So this is a professional site with information that would otherwise be readily available. However, we've then packaged it, sorted it, categorized it for potential fraudsters. So we've created this one-stop shopping center with our interests, with our professional backgrounds. And it now in this international commercial space, it's very possible that you have met somebody at a conference in Milan or in Colombia. And so it's more probable than back in the day where you had to meet somebody in person. We know that sociologically, group behavior is pretty understandable, but then there are some aspects of our psychological identities that are pretty prevalent. That is, we like attractive people. So when somebody attractive wants to talk to us, again, our guards drop a little bit more. And it's easy to formulate these images because unlike in person where you might need some plastic surgery and expensive clothes, people can formulate an identity using borrowed pictures. They can use Photoshop. So they can create or sort of manufacture this identity and tailor it to different people. Also, unlike a conversation like we're having now synchronously, this asynchronous environment of the digital world allows people to target multiple folks. And so they can increase the return on investment. So then it becomes more lucrative to sort of perpetuate these frauds and manipulate people. And LinkedIn is a great platform, as we said, where your guard is down because you're already trying to network with new people. You're trying to expand your professional network to add value. And that isn't the same as our Facebook, where we're connecting with friends or checking in on relatives. So we're already opening ourselves up to foreign actors or unfamiliar faces. Additionally, you factor in the idea that people may from overseas take an identity that is difficult to verify. If you say you went to the University of Georgia and you got a Master of Philosophy, and I know that University of Georgia doesn't have that program, they only have a Doctor of Philosophy program, for example, hypothetically, then I can fact check you a little bit easier. I'm familiar. Or if you use vernacular that's unfamiliar, if you're a Texan and you say pop or soda, my guard's immediately going to go up. Now, we call it Coke here, right? Sprite, Dr. Pepper, it's all Coke. So if you say pop or soda, I'm already leery. But if you're an international actor, if you're based in Taiwan, if you're based in Egypt or perceptually based even in Europe, I'm going to have a harder time saying, wait a second. So as Vic said, your antenna don't go up as quickly because you're already opening yourself up to unfamiliar people with that intended purpose. You've already packaged, sorted, and categorized your personal information as related to your profession and interests. And you've already sort of opened the door for potential connections. And because of that, it's also easier because people are connected in different ways. And so one of the ways that you can, in your social media, sort of do an initial screening of whether somebody is an identity fraudster or sort of a created or fabricated identity is how many other connections you have. but it's very possible that the person with 13 or 18 similar connections on LinkedIn has simply found people in your network who just click accept every time. Particularly if it's somebody at the dean level or a college president, these are individuals who are already seeking out new students. They're hopefully trying to get international student dollars because international students pay more. And so then you see, oh, well, this person's connected to the provost here and the dean here. And so they've already passed that initial validation where people, again, in their social media, Facebook or Instagram, may have weeded them out. And so you don't have that. You look and you say, okay, we've got one connection in common. None of this makes any sense. All your pictures were uploaded June 15th, and now you're contacting me. This is clearly fake. Well, LinkedIn doesn't really use that same sort of documentation of vacations where you can say, okay, all your pictures are from June 15th. This is a fabricated identity. So that even that structure of LinkedIn makes it a little bit more difficult to verify. And of course, all you need is that opening for somebody to come in and either get you involved in a fraudulent scam or even send some sort of virus through your computer and open that network, right?
Super. Thank you so much, both of you. You've been our great guest on the special episode of Saving America, talking about social media fraud. This is your host, Dr. David D. Shine. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite podcast or webcast platform.